I'm Tom Rowe in the WGXC newsroom with the news at wgxc.org. You can go there to find out more about anything you hear here. Dan Friedman reports in the Albany Times-Union that Representative John Faso says that what Donald Trump said about the murder of an American journalist was, quote, better left unsaid, unquote. Quote, maybe he did and maybe he didn't, unquote, Trump said November 20th about whether Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia ordered the killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Faso says the president, quote, unnecessarily downplays the likely involvement of Saudi leadership in this appalling crime. As such, much of his statement would have been better left unsaid, unquote. But Faso, a Republican from Kinderhook, said the United States, quote, has strategic reasons to stay involved diplomatically and militarily with Saudi Arabia. The murder of Mr. Khashoggi has, however, altered our relationship for the foreseeable future, unquote. Representative-elect Antonio Delgado had a much stronger assessment, quote, remaining a moral leader on the world stage and true to our commitment to advancing democracy requires a foreign policy grounded in our values, unquote, Delgado wrote on Twitter. Quote, the current approach appears purely transactional and devoid of respect for basic human rights. Simply put, it is un-American, unquote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Columbia Green Media reports that a passenger Amtrak train headed south had several cars decouple while traveling through Stuyvesant November 21st. No one was injured and passengers were transferred to a different train. New York State police are investigating. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Rick Carlin reports for Capital Confidential that Talk 1300 host Fred Dicker is off the air for now. Station operator Paul Vanderberg said the host is dealing with an illness that has struck someone close to him. Quote, he'll be back in some capacity, unquote, although not hosting another hour-long show like the one he stopped hosting at 10 a.m. weekdays, said Vanderberg. Dicker, a conservative, has been on the air and in the Capital area since 1997, but lately has been hosting the Albany-based show from Florida often. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. The Upper Hudson Planned Parenthood will open a new health center in Hudson in January, with medical services, care coordination and counseling offices, and a shared teen space and community room. The group is moving from 190 Fairview Avenue, where there are often protests, to 802 Columbia Street. The group is in the middle of a fundraising campaign with $4.2 million of its $7.2 million goal raised. The Upper Hudson Planned Parenthood Center provides contraceptive care, abortion, STI testing and treatment, and transgender care. Quote, UHPP is committed to providing a place where patients feel valued and respected and to provide the best care, no matter what. We have been working quietly in the community and met with numerous supporters, and the response has been incredible. Due to the overwhelming generosity of our initial campaign and the new and looming attacks on abortion access, UHPP has decided to raise our goal to $7.2 million. This will allow us to establish a $5 million health care access fund to ensure that our health care services delivery is uninterrupted for all our patients and for all services, unquote. Shelley Hagan, UHPP president and CEO, said, Hagan will be a guest on the WGXC Morning Show November 27th to discuss the fundraising and new center.